This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Maddie and Amy podcast.
Maddie and Amy driving you home on Joy 94.9. Amy, it's that time of the year where people start making New Year's resolutions.
It's my least favourite time. I just don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I'm so over people being like, can't wait for January, gonna get a hot bod, like, gonna be a better person. Like, do that during the year. Like, why do you have to wait to the very end of the year where you've already, like, been mean to people or eaten really badly and now you're like, actually, I'm gonna change that. Like,
do you not believe in being a better person?
I believe you can be a better person, but, like, do it any time of the year.
Why do you think you're the best version of you right now?
Yes, I actually do think I'm a great version of myself, Maddie.
Okay, so just sum up the best parts of you.
I'm a fun-loving gal. I'm, like, you know, I'm really friendly. I'm personable. My eating and drinking habits are pretty good.
Okay, so, yeah. To be honest with you, though,
yeah.
I think it is time to turn over a new leaf, Amy, because there are a few flawed things about you that I just want to bring up with everybody.
What?
So the first thing is, for those out there who don't know about Amy and her eating and drinking habits, first things first, Amy does not consume anything other than things that aren't water. Wow, I just made that really complicated. Yeah. But you don't drink water.
I don't.
Is basically the thing.
No, because it's disgusting. It is honestly the worst tasting substance. So all I drink is like soft drink and cordial.
Well, look what you've got right now. Oh. You've got a bit of cheeky water there.
But it's so gross. Like you saw me before, I try and take a sip of it and it's like, oh, my whole face like makes this awful looking thing because I just can't stand it. It just tastes so gross.
But I think we need to turn over that new leaf. No. I think you need to start because your body is made up of 80% water.
Ew.
And you need it to survive.
No, I don't. I survive.
You can't live 40 days without water.
Yeah, I can. I do it with cordial and soft drink all day long. And look at me. I'm fine. I'm 22 years old and living great.
Okay, second thing that I think you need to change is you need to eat vegetables.
I can't do that. I'm so sorry. If it's green or like orange or like not a natural colour, I'm not eating it.
Why?
Because they all... No.
Amy, you need to stop being a child.
You know the only vegetables I eat is if like they're cheese covered. We're talking about road rage.
I've got it.
And it's huge at this time of year. See, I have like a little bit of it, but the funny thing is like I was driving with my sister the other day and I get mad in the car. I'm like, oh my God, that person just pulled out or they're not on the right side. And my sister would be like, Amy, no, like you were in the wrong.
It's You're because you just got your license. So
Oh my God, I'm the greatest driver on the roads in Victoria
I
right
would
now.
Never get in the car with you.
What? I'm so safe. Like I barely get angry. I always have a little mix in the car. Like it's actually a really good experience.
I tell you what though, I've realised that I have mild road rage. Maybe it's not even mild. I think it's pretty aggressive road rage.
When I drive with you though, you're actually quite calm.
I hold it together for any guest in the car, but when I'm by myself or with my girlfriend, I will let loose. So the first thing that really pisses me off when people are driving is if I like, you know how in suburban streets people park on the road?
Yeah.
So you have to like wait for cars to go through before
you pull to the side.
Yeah. So I pull to the side and if somebody does not wave me to say thank you.
You hate it.
I'm done.
You're done.
I hate them. And Maribel's like, you need to calm down. This is my girlfriend. You need to calm down.
You do.
But I get really angry because I always make an effort to wave. I'll wave like 3 times in case somebody didn't see me wave because I think it's just respectful.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm also that person that always lets in too many people, like giving way because I just want to be nice to everyone.
I tell you what else really annoys me. It's the same thing, like when people don't wave, but like when I flash people to say there's a speed camera. Am I incriminating myself? No, you like flash my lights.
Okay.
So, you know, just to be nice and tell people like...
You do that?
Yeah, I do because I am a good Samaritan. When I do that, if people don't wave, I'm like, I really hope you
get a speeding fine. Oh my God, no, I don't support that. You should not be doing that.
Why?
Because if they're speeding, like, so what? You get a fine.
I'm just a good person, Amy.
Oh my God.
And you need to look after your fellow citizens.
No, you do not.
Do you have road rage?
Only a little bit and it's not that severe. So it's not that bad.
What about your family?
No one really does. Even like my sister's like a good driver. My dad and mum like never have issues. I don't fight or anything with anyone.
Cool. I'm just sitting here feeling
you're the angry
I'm the angry one.
You need help. Nobody, it obviously was just Christmas, so I want to talk to you about re-gifting.
Okay.
I'm actually not a fan of re-gifting. I would be so mad if someone re-gifted their present to me.
But what if they give you something good that you actually need and require?
Maybe, but like, I've never been in that circumstance yet. But over Christmas, I re-gifted a gift.
What was it?
So basically, we did like a Christmas in July with another side of the family. And during that Christmas, I got gifted an Esky.
Okay,
just like
I reckon they re-gifted to you. Yeah, they forgot probably. About you, and they're like, "Oh, I think she'll like an Esky."
Yeah, and like it had. And the thing is, like, if it was filled with something, I would have been like, "Oh, that's all right." But no, it was just like a plain old Esky. Like, you know, that's it. And I'm like, "That's really annoying. When am I ever going to use it?"
Firstly, are they listening right now?
Oh my god, I hope not, because I have seen all these.
Amy's not thankful for your Esky, Auntie Jill.
Oh, not Auntie Jill. Anyway, so during our Christmas, we do like a Kris Kringle where, you know, you get one gift and like we just exchange them like that.
Yeah.
A lot easier. So I was like, oh, I'm going to re-gift my Esky. But this time I re-gifted it with like some drinks in it and chocolate in it. And it was like the best like special gift. And our producer Lisa is nodding her head saying it's a fantastic present.
I think that's a good present.
Yeah, isn't it? So after that, I'm like, maybe re-gifting isn't that bad.
Look, I would have thrown the Esky out. Give me the drinks and the chocolate and I'm set. Amy, you think you're a psychic?
I do think I'm a psychic. I'm not qualified, but I do think I'm a psychic.
She'll read your mind, but she's not qualified. She's a psychic.
Yeah, so you think you're a psychic, but you're not qualified whatsoever.
No, I just got vibes, really. And we did. We are asking you still on 0427JOY949, your name plus something you're afraid of, and I'll tell you what your New Year's resolution is.
Amy, you gave me some predictions last week.
I did.
What were they?
I just want to see, I want all the listeners to understand just how accurate I am. Okay. This is what I said to you, Maddie, last week. I'm just going to go through my notes here as I've written them down.
Okay.
First one is, I said that you would be receiving no animals for Christmas.
I didn't receive an animal.
Oh, there we go. Is like an applause or something you can play? Amazing.
I wouldn't be applauding that because, I mean, I definitely wasn't going to get an animal because I can't afford one.
But someone could have gifted it to you.
I didn't get a gifted animal.
All right, well, I was right. Fantastic. Another one I got is that you would be receiving some candles and or hand creams.
I received both.
Oh, my. Applause. Applause again. Yes.
Yeah, last one.
My next one. I've actually got two more. Do you mind if I read them?
Yes, okay.
Okay, great. Other one is I told you not to eat chicken because you would get salmonella.
I did eat chicken and I didn't get salmonella.
Oh, okay.
Applause for me because you're not qualified and we all know it.
Okay, my last one is that your sister Charlotte would be getting more gifts than you.
It's not true. We got the exact same things.
I think that's false. I'm going to have to actually probably ring Charlotte later on just to confirm. But as you can see, I got most of them correct, which means I'm very accurate. So please text us in on 0427JOY949 with your name and something you're afraid of. I'll tell you New Year's resolution.
It's Maddie and Amy driving you home on Joy. You're ridiculous.
Maddie and Amy on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.